You're listening to the radioantenna.com.
The 96 Brekkie Show with Carmen's Rundown.
One of Hollywood's longest marriages, a union of short people to inspire short people everywhere.
So it was one of Hollywood's shortest marriages then.
In a way. Has come to an end. Very sad to announce. Danny DeVito and Rhea Perlman are calling it a day.
That is sad. They've been together for a
long time.
Yeah, well, they've been married 30 years. They got together 12 years before that, so it's been a really, really long time ago. And if you grew up watching TV during the 70s and 80s, you might remember them, this old TV show, Taxi. This is quite a foreboding scene, really. Have a listen.
This is your last chance to know what love is.
Okay. What is it?
Love is the end of happiness.
I hardly think that's true, though. Danny DeVito often commented on just how in love with Rhea Perlman he was over the years. We'd have very little information, though, about why they've decided to split after such a long time, and three kids and everything else, and as well as the fact they're really quite a power couple in Hollywood. You might not know that they are Jersey Films, who produce things like Pulp Fiction, Erin Brockovich, some pretty big top-selling movies. So that is sad news, and in a very bad year for Hollywood marriages, too, have to add. If you take the kids to Perth Zoo this school holidays, I suggest you watch out for the squirrels because they might attack. Why do I know they can be aggressive little critters? Apparently squirrels are the reason why Niall from One Direction has been limping around on crutches recently. Now your tween is well aware of this.
Little mongrels.
Little squirrels.
They're as troublesome as crows.
I want to give them another name but I can't.
Little squirrels with excellent taste in music, maybe. Niall from One Direction says he was playing a bit of soccer in the park, and he got attacked by squirrels. And they attacked his leg so badly that all of the ligaments in his knee are now torn and he needs surgery.
How much did they weigh?
Squirrels! I think they must have hacked at them. Like, bitten him. What could a squirrel possibly do?
Well, they're strong. They can arm wrestle, do all sorts of things.
Okay. And Jennifer Aniston's engagement ring is massive. It has finally been revealed. We've posted a picture of it on Facebook, which has caused much debate in our studio about it being too big. Fitzy says it's too big.
It's disgusting and gaudy and stop showing off, you rich mongrel.
I'd find it hard to believe that a lady would think a ring was too big.
Have you seen it?
No.
It is disgusting.
Yeah, take a look, 96FM Breakfast on our Facebook page, and let us know, can an engagement ring be too big?
The radioantenna.com.
Oh, don't even start that.
More on that later, and our rundown is back tomorrow.
It's 17 to 8.
Oh, Lord. The radioantenna.com.